إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of ourselves. We seek the refuge of Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, then there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper and the final messenger of Allah. Amma ba'd fa inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna shar al-umur muhdathatuha. The most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly innovated into our religion. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. For indeed every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah and only say a word of truth. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. He will rectify for you your affairs. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And forgive for you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and shows obedience to His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. عباد الله. Our Lord جل في العلا, He forbade us from doing those actions which anger Him. From doing those actions, those sins, which bring about His punishment. He ordered us to establish His commandments and obligations, and He forbade us from the matters which are impermissible. Everything which the Prophet ﷺ came with, everything which the Sharia has come with, then we are ordered to do it and stay away from everything which they have forbidden us from. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. Whatever the messenger comes with and gives you, then take it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever he has forbidden you from doing, then stay away from it. So whoever is obedient to Allah, he enters into Jannah. And whoever is disobedient to Allah, then he enters into the fire. And for this reason, the books were revealed. For this reason, the messengers were sent, in order to convey the message of their Lord to the people and to be a witness over the people. Allah said in the Quran, Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum. Indeed, we have sent a messenger to you who is a witness over you. Kama arsalna ila fir'auna rasula. Just as we sent to the Pharaoh, just as we sent a messenger to Pharaoh, فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَ. And Pharaoh, he disobeyed this messenger. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. So we took him with a severe taking or with a severe punishment. So just as Allah sent Musa alayhi salam as a witness over Pharaoh, and Pharaoh disobeyed him and Allah punished him, then this is how Allah has sent a messenger to us as a witness over us. If we obey him, we enter into Jannah. If we disobey him, then we invite the wrath and the anger of Allah upon us. Indeed, the greatest form of sinning, the greatest sin, is al-kufr, disbelief, and al-shirk. Either a person totally disbelieves in his Lord, or he ascribes partners to Allah in worship. So he supplicates to him, and he supplicates to other than Allah. And he sacrifices in his name, and he sacrifices in the name of others. And this sin, disbelief, al-kufr, or al-shirk, if a person dies upon this sin, and he has not sought repentance and entered into the religion once more, become a Muslim again, then Allah does not forgive this sin. Any other sin, even if a person dies, and even if he has not sought repentance, then from the mercy of Allah it is hoped that Allah will forgive this person. But a person who dies upon a shirk or upon al-kufr, and he doesn't make tawbah, and he doesn't renew his Islam, enter into his Islam, then Allah does not forgive such a person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive for a person to ascribe partners to him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. However, anything which is less than this, from any person, Allah forgives this. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever ascribes partners to Allah by committing a shirk, then indeed he has made a serious sin. And upon the Muslim is that he doesn't allow himself to be deceived. A person doesn't think that he's too righteous to ever fall into kufr or into shirk. Or he has too much knowledge. Or his actions are so great. He knows so much. He has memorized so much that he won't ever fall into al-kufr or he won't ever fall into a shirk. Because we have been created weak, and we are weak, and nobody amongst us can guarantee his place in paradise. Rather, every person has to fear his place in Jahannam, in the fire. Consider the example of the best of people, the most righteous of people, the most virtuous of people after the prophets and the messengers, i.e. the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were those who had the most pious hearts, the most taqwa, the most correct and knowledgeable intellects, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody who comes after them will ever equal them. Nobody who comes after them will ever even approach their level. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimullah, he mentions in his Sahih al-Bukhari, he mentions a chapter, he says, Bab, the chapter, Khawful Mu'min, a believer fearing, and yuhbat amaluhu wa huwa la yash'ur, that his actions will be lost and corrupted, and yet he is not aware. Look at the wording of this chapter that Imam Bukhari brought in his Sahih. Bab Khawful Mu'min, the Mu'min, the true Mu'min, him fearing that his actions will be lost and corrupted and destroyed, and he is not aware. This is how the believers should be. Always fearful that all of the righteous actions they've done, maybe they will be lost. In this chapter, Imam Bukhari mentions a narration of Ibn Abi Mulaika. And Ibn Abi Mulaika from the Tabi'een, he says, لَقَدْ أَدْرَكْتُ ثَلَاثِينَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Indeed, I met 30 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kulluhum yakhafu an-nifaq ala nafsihi. Each one of them fears hypocrisy upon himself. 30 companions he met of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one of these companions fearing nifaq, hypocrisy upon himself. So consider the purest of hearts, the most knowledgeable of people. They learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst them who fought jihad and they were martyred and died in the way of Allah. Amongst them who were given the glad tidings and the promise of paradise, guaranteed their place in paradise. And yet despite this, each one of these 30 companions that Ibn Abi Mulaika met, each one of these fears nifaq upon himself. fears hypocrisy upon himself. So this is the difference between a true believer, mu'min, and between a munafiq, a hypocrite. That the true mu'min, the true believer, he believes, he's obedient to Allah, he does righteous deeds, he tries his best, but then he is scared that his actions are not accepted. He fears hypocrisy upon himself. And the munafiq, the hypocrite, whose heart is corrupt, then neither does he do any good actions, and yet at the same time he feels safe from the punishment of Allah. Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Mu'mineen, in the chapter of Al-Mu'mineen, he said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا, those people who fulfill the commandments that Allah has made obligatory upon them, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً, and yet their hearts are trembling, أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, that they will return to their lords. So consider these people. Allah described them in Surah Al-Mu'minun, in the chapter of the believers. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا, they come and they fulfill it and they complete that which Allah has made obligatory upon them in the best form and the best sense, in the most complete form. And at the same time, they don't become happy or relaxed. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً, their hearts are trembling, their hearts are fearful. Why? أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, because they know that they will return back to their lords. Aisha radiallahu anha, أُمُّنَا وَأُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, our mother and the mother of all of the believers. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, when this ayah was revealed and she heard this ayah, she went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she says, سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam عَنْ هَذِي الْآيَةِ, I asked and questioned the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this ayah. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ فَقُلْتُ, so I said, أَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمَرُ وَيَسْرَقُونَ, is this ayah about those people who are drinking alcohol, so they're scared of the punishment? Or those people who are stealing, and so their hearts tremble because of the punishment of this action? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَا يَا بِنْتَ صِدِّيقٍ, no, O daughter of Siddiq, وَلَكِنَّهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَصُومُونَ, rather they are those people who fast, وَيُصَلُّونَ, and they pray, وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ, and they give in the way of Allah, وَهُمْ يَخَافُونَ أَلَّا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ, and yet they are scared that their actions will not be accepted by Allah. Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, rahimullah, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ إِحْسَانٍ وَالشَّفَقَةٍ, that the believer, he combines between doing good deeds and being scared. وَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقَ لَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ الْإِسَاءَةِ وَأَمَنَةٍ, and the hypocrite, the munafiq, he combines between doing evil deeds and yet feeling safe from the punishment of Allah. The mu'min, the true believer, he does righteous deeds, and yet at the same time, he is fearful upon himself that maybe all of these righteous deeds have not been accepted by Allah. So he belittles himself and he belittles his righteous actions, and this makes him remain modest and humble in front of Allah. And modest and humble in front of the people. All of you know the great virtues and the merits that have been mentioned regarding Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second of the 10 who were given the glad tidings of paradise, the khalifa of the khalifa of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, اِقْتَدَوْ بِالَّذَيْنَ هُمَا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ, follow those two who come after me, i.e. Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. He gave half of his wealth for the sake of Allah. When he would walk, then shaitan would cross the road and walk on the other side. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ عُمَرٍ, indeed Allah has made the truth upon the tongue of Umar, وَعَلَى قَلْبِهِ, and on his heart. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate, Allahumma izz al-Islam bi Umar, O Allah, honor Islam through Umar. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman about the names of the hypocrites, and these names were a secret and they were hidden. And he informed Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, and he told him, don't tell anybody about these names, keep it a secret. The first person who came to Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman was Umar radiallahu anhu. Anshaduk Allah, I urge you by Allah, that did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mention my name amongst the hypocrites? So consider the modesty and the humbleness of Umar radiallahu anhu. He believed, he made jihad, he gave sadaqah, he was a companion to the Prophet, he made hijrah, he left his home, he was punished and fought against. And yet despite this, the first person to come to Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, did the Prophet mention my name amongst the companions, amongst the hypocrites? And today we have us, young ones, who haven't memorized anything from the Quran. We don't give anything in charity. We don't pray. We don't have any knowledge. And yet we think we are better than the others. And we belittle the others and we put ourselves high. And we feel safe from the punishment of Allah, as if our place in Jannah has been promised. So this, oh my brothers and sisters, this is not the way of the believers. Rather, this is the way of the hypocrites, the munafiqun. And Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimullah, he said, "Inna al-munafiq, it is the munafiq, la yajma'u bayna al-isa'ati wa amana." It is the munafiq who combines between not doing any good deeds, between doing evil deeds, and at the same time feeling safe from the punishment of Allah. Consider the father of the prophets, Abu al-Anbiya, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the imam of the people of At-Tawheed, the one who was punished with the fire because of At-Tawheed. And he was Khalilullah, the most beloved friend of Allah. Allah said in the Quran, وَاتَّخَذُ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, that indeed Allah took Ibrahim alayhi salam as being his Khalil, his beloved. And he used to see the people and how many of them are falling into shirk. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Oh my Lord, these idols have deceived many people. But did he ever feel safe from falling into a shirk? No, he didn't. Rather, his dua used to be, وَاجْنَبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, save me and my children from ever worshipping the idols. So consider Ibrahim alayhi salam and how great the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam is with Allah Jalla fil Ula. And he is the one who destroyed ash-shirk. He is the one who broke the idols with his own hands. He is the one who was tortured with the fire due to him establishing at-tawheed. And yet despite this, what is his dua? وَاجْنَبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. Oh Allah, save me and my children from ever worshipping the idols. And today we come, and because we are born into a family of at-tawheed, and we don't know anything about at-tawheed, we don't know the evidences of at-tawheed, we don't have knowledge regarding it, the doubts are many, and yet we feel safe. That we are Ahl al-Tawheed, we are the people of at-Tawheed. Or we are Ahl al-Sunnah, we are the people of Sunnah. Or we are Ahl al-Hadith, we are the people of the Hadith. This isn't the way of the believers. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ إِحْسَانٍ وَالشَّفَقَةِ. The believer combines between doing good deeds and being fearful, scared that his deeds are not accepted by Allah. وَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقَ لَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ الْإِسَاءَةِ وَأَمَنَا. And it is a hypocrite who combines between doing evil deeds and yet feeling safe from the punishment of Allah. I said that Allah has forbidden us from doing all sins, whether it's shirk or kufr or innovations, bid'ah or ma'asiyah, sins and mistakes that we commit on a personal level. And all of these various types of sinning and mistakes, then the door to return and repentance and forgiveness is open for the believers. All of these people will be pardoned if they seek repentance. However, there is a group of people who will not be forgiven. A group of people who will not be pardoned. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates in Sahih Bukhari, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, كل أمتي معافى. All of my ummah will be pardoned. all of my ummah will be forgiven. إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ بِالذُّنُوبِ Except those people who commit their sins in open. Those people who publicize their sins. If somebody does a sin in private and nobody sees him, and then he goes to his friends and he boasts about this sin, and he's proud of this sin. Or a person who sins in front of the people, neither does he have any shame in front of Allah, and neither does he have any shame in front of the people. So as an example, a person, he's tested and afflicted with the sin of listening to music. May Allah save me and save you from listening to music. And he's afflicted by this, and he knows that it's a sin. He knows it is wrong. So he listens to it at home when nobody can hear him, or nobody sees him with this sin. If he listens to it in his car, he puts the volume down, so nobody else can hear what he's listening to. He passes by a masjid, he turns it off. He passes by his father's friend, he turns it off. He passes by a righteous person, or the imam of the masjid, he turns his music off because of his shyness and shamefulness of this action. And then you have another person, and he listens to music and he puts the volume up. He drives past a masjid and he leaves his window open so people can hear him listen to music. The adhan is being called. The people are entering the masjid for the prayer. He passes by a righteous person, an old person, the imam of the masjid. No shyness, no shame. He carries on listening to music in front of everybody. This is the person that the Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى All of my ummah will be forgiven. إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ بِالذُّنُوبِ Except those people who are open in their sinning. And the Prophet ﷺ said, اجْتَنِبُوا هَذِهِ الْقَاذُورَاتِ That stay away from these dirty little lowly sins. أَلَّتِي نَهَانَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا The ones that Allah has forbidden us from doing. فَمَنْ أَلَمَّ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْهَا However, if somebody falls into one of these sins, and falls into this mistake, فَلْيَسْتَتِرْ بِسَتْرِ اللَّهِ Then let him hide and conceal this sin with the hiding of Allah. وَلْيَتُمْ And let him seek forgiveness. So that which is upon the believer is that when he makes and commits a sin, that he hides it away from the people. And he has shyness, and he feels the shame of committing this sin in front of the people. And he seeks forgiveness, and he tries to leave as much as possible. But at the least, he does not do it in front of the people. And why did the Prophet ﷺ say that all of my ummah will be forgiven and pardoned except those people who commit sins in public in front of the other people? Number one, because this person is belittling the one who has been sinned against, i.e. against Allah, and belittling the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Neither does he feel any shame in front of them, and neither does he feel any shame in front of the people. Also, this person is belittling the righteous people, the believers. That not only does he make his own self hear this music or commit these sins, but he also wants the other people to have the distaste in their heart of listening to this thing. Also, that through this action of sinning in public and boasting about our sins, then sins and evil and corruption becomes widespread in society. Also, a person lowers himself, dishonors himself, humiliates himself through sinning in front of the people. And he belittles this sin as if it is something which is okay, something which is ordinary and can be done in front of the people. And also the evil effect it has on the younger Muslims and the other people, that they think this is okay for a person to do. And also this person corrupts and spoils the image of Islam, that the people think that this is who the Muslims are. They don't care about corruption. They don't care about disturbing other people. They sin and they don't care. And as Muslims, we have been forbidden from corrupting and spoiling and polluting this earth. In any way and any form, a Muslim is not permitted to litter and pollute and corrupt and spoil the environment around us. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the munafiqoon, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ If it is said to the munafiqun, if it is said to them, do not spoil the earth, do not spread corruption and disobedience upon this earth. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ They say, no, we are the ones who are rectifying the earth. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ Rather, they are the ones who corrupt and spoil and litter and pollute. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ However, they are not aware of this. And which corruption, which pollution, which litter is worse than a person spreading sinning and evil amongst the society? Ibadallah, mujaharata bidhunub, people sinning in public, having no shyness and no shame in front of the other people. This is something which has now become ordinary amongst the youth, that they sin in front of the other people. And this is something that we have to try to stay away from. That if we do fall into sins, we keep it private. And we do it in the inner depths of our home. And we don't show it to the other people. Imam An-Nawawi rahimullah mentions, يَكْرَهْ لِمَنْ أُبْتُلِيَ بِمَعْصِيَةٍ أَنْ يُخْبِرَ غَيْرَهُ بِهَا That it is disliked for a person who has been tested with sinning that he informs anybody else. If you have a sheikh or a teacher and you go to him in sincerity and you've fallen into a sin and you say to him, Ya Shaykh, I fell into such a sin. And how do I alleviate myself from this sin? What are the types of forgiveness I can seek? Is there any expiation amongst me? No problem. If you go to a friend who's intelligent, who's sincere, righteous, and you want his advice, and you tell him that I fell into a sin and I want to be forgiven by Allah, what are the ways that I can be forgiven? Then there's no problem in this. And the companions and the people, they used to come to the Prophet ﷺ, and they should tell him and inform him about their sinning in order to seek a way out of their sinning. Like the man who came to the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Rasulullah, Messenger of Allah, وَقَعْتُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِي فِي رَمَضَانِ Indeed, I fell into having sexual intercourse with my wife in Ramadan. What is the way out for me? So this is permitted. As for a person to go out and publicize his sins and boast about his sins and be bashful about his sins, then this is the person who is not pardoned and not forgiven. And the fuqaha, the ulama, in their books of fiqh, they mention certain rulings about those people who are open about their sins. They said it is disliked to pray behind a person who openly sins. Even though the prayer is correct, and his prayer is correct, and your prayer behind him is correct. However, if he openly sins, this is disliked. Some of the Salaf, they would not visit a person who was ill if he was a person who would sin in public. So he realizes how severe this mistake is. The Prophet ﷺ, he didn't pray the janazah upon some of the people who were sinning in this way. Some of the Salaf said that if a person sins in public, he invites you to his walima or his nikah or for food, then don't answer his call. And the books of fiqh are filled with rulings regarding these types of people. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله يا عباد الله إن الله حي ستير These are two names from the beautiful names of Allah. That Allah is Hayyun and Sittir. The meaning of Hayyun is that he is very shy. He's so shy that if a person comes to him with his hands open in front of him and he supplicates and he seeks forgiveness, then Allah is too shy to refuse this person. وَهُوَ سِتِّير And he is a Sittir. The one who hides and conceals the sins and covers the sins of his slaves. And just as Allah is shy and Allah is sittir, then he loves those people who are shy and he loves those people who also conceal. He loves a person who's shy and feels too much shame for the other people to know about his sins. And he loves a person who conceals his own sins just as Allah has concealed his sins. And this is the obligation amongst us or upon us. That we are too shy to show our sins to the other people. And we want to hide and conceal our sins just as Allah has hidden and concealed our sins. And at the same time, our brothers, the believers and the Muslims are brothers to each other. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan, that the believer to another believer is like a building. Yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. Some part of this building is strengthens the other part of this building. So when you see a weakness, when you see a sin from one of your Muslim brothers, then you hide this sin. You conceal this sin. As long as this person is not calling to evil, not spreading a crime, not spreading innovation, then you don't open his sin to the people. You don't inform other people about his sins. Rather, you conceal and you hide his sinning. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man satara awrata akhihi satara Allahu awratahu yawm al-qiyamah." Whoever covers and hides and conceals the private affairs, i.e. the sins of his Muslim brother, then Allah will cover and hide his sins on yawm al-qiyamah. Wa man kashafa awrata akhihi kashafa Allahu awratahu yawm al-qiyamah. And whoever exposes and opens the sin of his Muslim brother in front of the people, then Allah will expose his sins on yawm al-qiyamah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tatuba alayna. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tarhamana. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغفر لنا. ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الظالمين. اللهم استر عوراتنا في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا في الدنيا والآخرة. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.